I'm here with the third group of the Gradient magazine. Ladies, do you want to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Julianne Foster.
Hi, I'm Rachel Ramirez.
Great. Can you tell me the name of the story that you're writing for Gradient and a little bit about what it's about, a little synopsis of what's going on and why you chose it?
So the title of our feature story is Ministry in the Mundane. It follows a first-generation immigrant from Nigeria who is a facilities worker here at Biola University. He and his wife came here with his kids to support his wife's acceptance to grad school. And he's worked at the facilities department for several years now. Just helping students. He pursues it as a ministry. He wants to help students who don't really have parents or guardians to rely on.
In a magazine, there are a lot of visual aspects as compared to something in like just regular print newspapers. What's one photo that you think was really, really important to be in the particular article that you had?
So for our design elements, we chose to break up the story in a lot of different sections to show his work, personal, and then home life. And so for each of those sections, we tried to capture photos that really showed his spirit in all those moments, because he's a very joyous person and he just carries a lot of enthusiasm to meet new people. And so I think our overall photo that was the most telling to our story was our spread, our double truck, which is a picture of him during an interview with us. And he was just the joy, you can see it on his face, and he was laughing in that moment, sharing one of his stories. And so I think it really captures his spirit and also just his interactions with us. He sees it as another way to share ministry with new people. And so, yeah, I think that photo shares a lot.
Finally, is there something that you learned in this process that you hadn't learned before, whether it be something as in a journalistic skill or maybe an interpersonal skill, maybe something that you didn't realize that you had that was exemplified through this project?
So the main obstacle we faced was finding a source. After many calls and emails from different possible sources, they all turned us down because originally, we wanted to tell a story about a first-generation immigrant, but they were concerned for the safety of their families. So we found Marcus where we least expected it, right here on campus. So we also want to do like a darker, like moody story, but Marcus's joy just really lit up our story. So
from our process pursuing a source, we learned a lot about defeat, getting turned down, having to stand up in front of the class week after week and being like, we got turned down again, we have nothing to share. And so that was, that felt like a big defeat. And so the professors were super encouraging to us to keep finding new sources, keep pursuing these people that weren't responding to us. And so we learned a lot in pursuit of a source. And then once we had the source, just interviewing them and coming to terms with dealing with different family members or friends and having to interview them and their interactions or responses, because they're not the one directly in the story, but they still have opinions and such, and they might be less eager. But yeah, we learned a lot about mostly interviewing process.
Well, I am super excited to read your article. I've seen Marcus on campus all the time, especially right behind Stuart where I live, and I definitely do agree. His joy is very infectious. I love seeing his smile. I saw him earlier today even, and he was just very happy as he was blowing some leaves and doing his facilities work. And that's something that I think a lot of people take for granted, is that the work that they do can be a ministry. So I'm very excited to read your specific article and your section in the magazine. So thank you, ladies, for joining me, and I look forward to seeing the magazine.